Chapter 16. The three principal solemnities to be observed. Just judges to be appointed in every city. All occasions of idolatry to be avoided. Observe the month of new corn, which is the first of the spring, that thou mayest celebrate the phase to the Lord thy God. Because in this month the Lord thy God brought thee out of Egypt by night. And thou shalt sacrifice the phase to the Lord thy God of sheep and of oxen in the place which the Lord thy God shall choose, that his name may dwell there. Thou shalt not eat with it leavened bread. 7 days shalt thou eat without leaven, the bread of affliction, because thou camest out of Egypt in fear, that thou mayest remember the day of thy coming out of Egypt, all the days of thy life. No leaven shall be seen in all thy coasts for 7 days, neither shall any of the flesh of that which was sacrificed the first day in the evening remain until morning. Thou mayest not immolate the phase in any one of thy cities which the Lord thy God will give thee, but in the place which the Lord thy God shall choose, that his name may dwell there, thou shalt immolate the phase in the evening, at the going down of the sun, at which time thou camest out of Egypt. And thou shalt dress and eat it in the place which the Lord thy God shall choose. And in the morning rising up thou shalt go into thy dwellings. 6 days shalt thou eat unleavened bread. And on the 7th day, because it is the assembly of the Lord thy God, thou shalt do no work. Thou shalt number unto thee 7 weeks from that day wherein thou didst put the sickle to the corn. And thou shalt celebrate the festival of weeks to the Lord thy God, a voluntary oblation of thy hand, which thou shalt offer according to the blessing of the Lord thy God. And thou shalt feast before the Lord thy God, thou and thy son and thy daughter, and thy manservant and thy maidservant, and the Levite that is within thy gates, and the stranger, and the fatherless, and the widow, who abide with you, in the place which the Lord thy God shall choose, that his name may dwell therein. And thou shalt remember that thou wast a servant in Egypt, and thou shalt keep and do the things that are commanded. Thou shalt celebrate the solemnity also of tabernacles 7 days, when thou hast gathered in thy fruit of the barn floor and of the winepress. And thou shalt make merry in thy festival time, thou, thy son and thy daughter, thy manservant and thy maidservant, the Levite also, and the stranger and the fatherless, and the widow that are within thy gates. 7 days shalt thou celebrate feasts to the Lord thy God in the place which the Lord shall choose, and the Lord thy God will bless thee in all thy fruits, and in every work of thy hands, and thou shalt be in joy. 3 times in a year shall all thy males appear before the Lord thy God in the place which he shall choose, in the feast of unleavened bread, in the feast of weeks, and in the feast of tabernacles. No one shall appear with his hands empty before the Lord, but every one shall offer according to what he hath, according to the blessing of the Lord his God, which he shall give him. Thou shalt appoint judges and magistrates in all thy gates, which the Lord thy God shall give thee in all thy tribes, that they may judge the people with just judgment, and not go aside to either part. Thou shalt not accept person nor gifts, for gifts blind the eyes of the wise, and change the words of the just. Thou shalt follow justly after that which is just, that thou mayest live and possess the land which the Lord thy God shall give thee. Thou shalt plant no grove, nor any tree near the altar of the Lord thy God, neither shalt thou make nor set up to thyself a statue, which things the Lord thy God hateth. Chapter 17. Victims must be without blemish. Idolaters are to be slain. Controversies are to be decided by the high priest and council, whose sentence must be obeyed under pain of death. The duty of a king who is to receive the law of God at the priest's hands. Thou shalt not sacrifice to the Lord thy God a sheep or an ox wherein there is blemish or any fault, for that is an abomination to the Lord thy God. When there shall be found among you within any of thy gates, which the Lord thy God shall give thee, man or woman, that do evil in the sight of the Lord thy God, and transgress his covenant, so as to go and serve strange gods and adore them, the sun and the moon and all the host of heaven, which I have not commanded. And this is told thee, and hearing it thou hast inquired diligently and found it to be true, and that the abomination is committed in Israel. Thou shalt bring forth the man or the woman who have committed that most wicked thing to the gates of thy city, and they shall be stoned. By the mouth of two or three witnesses shall he die that is to be slain. Let no man be put to death when only one beareth witness against him. The hands of the witnesses shall be first upon him to kill him, and afterwards the hands of the rest of the people, that thou mayest take away the evil out of the midst of them. And if thou perceive that there be among you a hard and doubtful matter in judgment between blood and blood, cause and cause, leprosy and leprosy, and thou see that the words of the judges within thy gates do vary, arise, and go up to the place which the Lord thy God shall choose. And thou shalt come to the priests of the Levitical race, and to the judge that shall be at that time. And thou shalt ask of them, and they shall show thee the truth of the judgment. And thou shalt do whatsoever they shall say, that preside in the place which the Lord shall choose, and what they shall teach thee according to his law. And thou shalt follow their sentence, neither shalt thou decline to the right hand nor to the left hand. But he that will be proud, and refuse to obey the commandment of the priest, who ministereth at that time to the Lord thy God, and the decree of the judge, that man shall die, and thou shalt take away the evil from Israel. And all the people hearing it shall fear, that no one afterwards swell with pride. When thou art come into the land which the Lord thy God will give thee, and possessest it, and shalt say, I will set a king over me, as all nations have that are round about, thou shalt set him whom the Lord thy God shall choose out of the number of thy brethren. Thou mayest not make a man of another nation king, that is not thy brother. And when he is made king, he shall not multiply horses to himself, nor lead back the people into Egypt, being lifted up with the number of his horsemen, especially since the Lord hath commanded you to return no more the same way. He shall not have many wives that may allure his mind, nor immense sums of silver and gold. But after he is raised to the throne of his kingdom, he shall copy out to himself the Deuteronomy of this law in a volume, taking the copy of the priests of the Levitical tribe. And he shall have it with him, and shall read it all the days of his life, that he may learn to fear the Lord his God, and keep his words and ceremonies that are commanded in the law. And that his heart be not lifted up with pride over his brethren, nor decline to the right or to the left, that he and his sons may reign a long time over Israel. Chapter 18. The Lord is the inheritance of the priests and Levites. Heathenish abominations are to be avoided. The great prophet Christ is promised. False prophets must be slain. The priests and Levites, and all that are of the same tribe, shall have no part nor inheritance with the rest of Israel, because they shall eat the sacrifices of the Lord and his oblations, and they shall receive nothing else of the possession of their brethren, for the Lord himself is their inheritance, as he hath said to them. This shall be the priests' due from the people, and from them that offer victims, whether they sacrifice an ox or a sheep, they shall give to the priest the shoulder and the breast, the first fruits also of corn, of wine, and of oil, and a part of the wool from the shearing of their sheep. For the Lord thy God hath chosen him of all thy tribes to stand and to minister to the name of the Lord, him and his sons for ever. If a Levite go out of any one of the cities throughout all Israel in which he dwelleth, and have a longing mind to come to the place which the Lord shall choose, he shall minister in the name of the Lord his God, as all his brethren the Levites do, that shall stand at that time before the Lord. He shall receive the same portion of food that the rest do, besides that which is due to him in his own city, by succession from his fathers. When thou art come into the land which the Lord thy God shall give thee, beware lest thou have a mind to imitate the abominations of those nations. Neither let there be found among you any one that shall expiate his son or daughter, making them to pass through the fire, or that consulteth soothsayers, or observeth dreams and omens. Neither let there be any wizard, nor charmer, nor any one that consulteth pythonic spirits, or fortune-tellers, or that seeketh the truth from the dead. For the Lord abhorreth all these things, and for these abominations he will destroy them at thy coming. Thou shalt be perfect, and without spot, before the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God will raise up to thee a prophet of thy nation, and of thy brethren like unto me, him thou shalt hear. As thou desirest of the Lord thy God in Horeb, when the assembly was gathered together, and saidst, Let me not hear any more the voice of the Lord my God, neither let me see any more this exceeding great fire, lest I die. And the Lord said to me, They have spoken all things well. I will raise them up a prophet out of the midst of their brethren like to thee, and I will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak to them all that I shall command him. And he that will not hear his words, which he shall speak in my name, I will be the revenger. But the prophet, who being corrupted with pride, shall speak in my name things that I did not command him to say, or in the name of strange gods, shall be slain. And if in silent thought thou answer, How shall I know the word that the Lord hath not spoken? Thou shalt have this sign, Whatsoever that same prophet foretelleth in the name of the Lord, and it cometh not to pass, that thing the Lord hath not spoken, but the prophet hath forged it by the pride of his mind, and therefore thou shalt not fear him. Chapter 19. The Cities of Refuge. Willful murder and false witnesses must be punished. When the Lord thy God hath destroyed the nations, whose land he will deliver to thee, and thou shalt possess it, and shalt dwell in the cities and houses thereof, thou shalt separate to thee three cities in the midst of the land which the Lord will give thee in possession, paving diligently the way, and thou shalt divide the whole province of thy land equally into three parts, that he who is forced to flee for manslaughter may have near at hand whither to escape. This shall be the law of the slayer that fleeth, whose life is to be saved. He that killeth his neighbor ignorantly, and who is proved to have had no hatred against him yesterday and the day before, but to have gone with him to the wood to hew wood, and in cutting down the tree the axe slipped out of his hand, and the iron slipping from the handle struck his friend and killed him, he shall flee to one of the cities aforesaid, and live, lest perhaps the next kinsman of him whose blood was shed, pushed on by his grief, should pursue and apprehend him, if the way be too long, and take away the life of him who is not guilty of death, because he is proved to have had no hatred before against him that was slain. Therefore I command thee that thou separate three cities at equal distance one from another. And when the Lord thy God shall have enlarged thy borders, as he swore to thy fathers, and shall give thee all the land that he promised them, yet so, if thou keep his commandments, and do the things which I command thee this day, that thou love the Lord thy God, and walk in his ways at all times, thou shalt add to thee other three cities, and shalt double the number of the three cities aforesaid, that innocent blood may not be shed in the midst of the land which the Lord thy God will give thee to possess, lest thou be guilty of blood. But if any man hating his neighbor lie in wait for his life, and rise and strike him, and he die, and he flee to one of the cities aforesaid, the ancients of his city shall send him, and take him out of the place of refuge, and shall deliver him into the hand of the kinsman of him whose blood was shed, and he shall die. Thou shalt not pity him, and thou shalt take away the guilt of innocent blood out of Israel, that it may be well with thee. Thou shalt not take nor remove thy neighbor's landmark, which thy predecessors have set in thy possession, which the Lord thy God will give thee in the land that thou shalt receive to possess. One witness shall not rise up against any man, whatsoever the sin or wickedness be, but in the mouth of two or three witnesses every word shall stand. If a lying witness stand against a man, accusing him of transgression, both of them between whom the controversy is shall stand before the Lord in the sight of the priests and the judges, that shall be in those days. And when, after most diligent inquisition, they shall find that the false witness hath told a lie against his brother, they shall render to him as he meant to do to his brother, and thou shalt take away the evil out of the midst of thee, that others hearing may fear, and may not dare to do such things. Thou shalt not pity him, but shalt require life for life, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot. Chapter 20. Laws Relating to War. If thou go out to war against thy enemies, and see horsemen and chariots, and the numbers of the enemy's army greater than thine, thou shalt not fear them, because the Lord thy God is with thee, who brought thee out of the land of Egypt. And when the battle is now at hand, the priest shall stand before the army, and shall speak to the people in this manner. Hear, O Israel, you join battle this day against your enemies. Let not your heart be dismayed, be not afraid, do not give back, fear ye them not, because the Lord your God is in the midst of you, and will fight for you against your enemies to deliver you from danger. And the captain shall proclaim through every band in the hearing of the army, What man is there that hath built a new house, and hath not dedicated it? Let him go and return to his house, lest he die in the battle, and another man dedicate it. What man is there that hath planted a vineyard, and hath not as yet made it to be common, whereof all men may eat? Let him go and return to his house, lest he die in the battle, and another man execute his office. What man is there that hath espoused a wife, and not taken her? Let him go and return to his house, lest he die in the war, and another man take her. After these things are declared, they shall add the rest, and shall speak to the people. What man is there that is fearful and faint-hearted? Let him go and return to his house, lest he make the hearts of his brethren to fear, as he himself is possessed with fear. And when the captains of the army shall hold their peace, and have made an end of speaking, every man shall prepare their bands to fight. If at any time thou come to fight against a city, thou shalt first offer it peace. If they receive it, and open the gates to thee, all the people that are therein shall be saved, and shall serve thee, paying tribute. But if they will not make peace, and shall begin war against thee, thou shalt besiege it. And when the Lord thy God shall deliver it into thy hands, thou shalt slay all that are therein of the male sex with the edge of the sword, excepting women and children, cattle and other things that are in the city. And thou shalt divide all the prey to the army, and thou shalt eat the spoils of thy enemies, which the Lord thy God shall give thee. So shalt thou do to all cities that are at a great distance from thee, and are not of these cities which thou shalt receive in possession. But of those cities that shall be given thee, thou shalt suffer none at all to live, but shalt kill them with the edge of the sword, to it the Hethite, and the Amorite, and the Canaanite, the Pherezite, and the Hevite, and the Jebusite, as the Lord thy God hath commanded thee. Lest they teach you to do all the abominations which they have done to their gods, and you should sin against the Lord your God. When thou hast besieged a city a long time, and hath compassed it with bulwarks to take it, thou shalt not cut down the trees that may be eaten of, neither shalt thou spoil the country round about with axes. For it is a tree and not a man, neither can it increase the number of them that fight against thee. But if there be any trees that are not fruitful, but wild, and fit for other uses, cut them down, and make engines, until thou take the city which fighteth against thee. Chapter 21. The Expiation of a Secret Murder. The Marrying a Captive. The eldest son must not be deprived of his birthright for hatred of his mother. A stubborn son is to be stoned to death. When one is hanged on a gibbet, he must be taken down the same day and buried. When there shall be found in the land which the Lord thy God will give thee the corpse of a man slain, and it is not known who is guilty of the murder, thy ancients and judges shall go out, and shall measure from the place where the body lieth the distance of every city round about. And the ancients of that city, which they shall perceive to be nearer than the rest, shall take a heifer of the herd, that hath not drawn in the yoke, nor ploughed the ground. And they shall bring her into a rough and stony valley, that never was ploughed nor sown. And there they shall strike off the head of the heifer, And the priests, the son of Levi, shall come, whom the Lord thy God hath chosen to minister to him, and to bless in his name, and that by their word every matter should be decided, and whatsoever is clean or unclean should be judged. And the ancients of that city shall come to the person slain, and shall wash their hands over the heifer that was killed in the valley, and shall say, Our hands did not shed this blood, nor did our eyes see it. Be merciful to thy people Israel, whom thou hast redeemed, O Lord, and lay not innocent blood to their charge in the midst of thy people Israel, and the guilt of blood shall be taken from them, and thou shalt be free from the innocent's blood that was shed, when thou shalt have done what the Lord hath commanded thee. If thou go out to fight against thy enemies, and the Lord thy God deliver them into thy hand, and thou lead them away captives, and seest in the number of the captives a beautiful woman, and lovest her, and wilt have her to wife, thou shalt bring her into thy house, and she shall shave her hair, and pare her nails, and shall put off the raiment wherein she was taken, and shall remain in thy house, and mourn for her father and mother 1 month, and after that thou shalt go in unto her, and shalt sleep with her, and she shall be thy wife. But if afterwards she please thee not, thou shalt let her go free, but thou mayest not sell her for money, nor oppress her by might, because thou hast humbled her. If a man have two wives, one beloved and the other hated, and they have had children by him, and the son of the hated be the firstborn, and he meaneth to divide his substance among his sons, he may not make the son of the beloved the firstborn, and prefer him before the son of the hated. But he shall acknowledge the son of the hated for the firstborn, and shall give him a double portion of all he hath, for this is the first of his children, and to him are due the first birthrights. If a man have a stubborn and unruly son, who will not hear the commandments of his father or mother, and being corrected slighteth obedience, they shall take him and bring him to the ancients of his city, and to the gate of judgment, and shall say to them, This our son is rebellious and stubborn. He slighteth hearing our admonitions. He giveth himself to reveling, and to debauchery, and banquetings. The people of the city shall stone him, and he shall die, that you may take away the evil out of the midst of you, and all Israel, hearing it, may be afraid. When a man hath committed a crime for which he is to be punished with death, and being condemned to die is hanged on a gibbet, his body shall not remain upon the tree, but shall be buried the same day. For he is accursed of God that hangeth on a tree, and thou shalt not defile thy land which the Lord thy God shall give thee in possession. Chapter 22. Humanity towards neighbors. Neither sex may use the apparel of the other. Cruelty to be avoided even to birds. Battlements about the roof of a house. Things of divers kinds not to be mixed. The punishment of him that slandereth his wife, as also of adultery and rape. Thou shalt not pass by if thou seest thy brother's ox, or his sheep go astray, but thou shalt bring them back to thy brother. And if thy brother be not nigh, or thou know him not, thou shalt bring them to thy house, and they shall be with thee until thy brother seek them and receive them. Thou shalt do in like manner with his ass, and with his raiment, and with everything that is thy brother's, which is lost. If thou find it, neglect it not as pertaining to another. If thou see thy brother's ass or his ox to be fallen down in the way, thou shalt not slight it, but shalt lift it up with him. A woman shall not be clothed with man's apparel, neither shall a man use woman's apparel, for he that doeth these things is abominable before God. If thou find as thou walkest by the way a bird's nest in a tree or on the ground, and the dam sitting upon the young or upon the eggs, thou shalt not take her with her young, but shalt let her go, keeping the young which thou hast caught, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live a long time. When thou buildest a new house, thou shalt make a battlement to the roof round about, lest blood be shed in thy house, and thou be guilty if any one slip and fall down headlong. Thou shalt not sow thy vineyard with divers seeds, lest both the seed which thou hast sown and the fruit of the vineyard be sanctified together. Thou shalt not plough with an ox and an ass together. Thou shalt not wear a garment that is woven of woolen and linen together. Thou shalt make strings in the hem at the four corners of thy cloak, wherewith thou shalt be covered. If a man marry a wife, and afterwards hate her, and seek occasions to put her away, laying to her charge a very ill name, and say, I took this woman to wife, and going into her I found her not a virgin, her father and mother shall take her, and shall bring with them the tokens of her virginity to the ancients of the city that are in the gate. And the father shall say, I gave my daughter unto this man to wife, and because he hateth her, he layeth to her charge a very ill name, so as to say, I found not thy daughter a virgin, and behold, these are the tokens of thy daughter's virginity. And they shall spread the cloth before the ancients of the city, and the ancients of that city shall take that man and beat him, condemning him besides in 100 sickles of silver, which he shall give to the damsel's father, because he hath defamed by a very ill name a virgin of Israel. And he shall have her to wife, and may not put her away all the days of his life. But if what he charged her with be true, and virginity be not found in the damsel, they shall cast her out of the doors of her father's house, and the men of the city shall stone her to death, and she shall die, because she hath done a wicked thing in Israel, to play the whore in her father's house, and thou shalt take away the evil out of the midst of thee. If a man lie with another man's wife, they shall both die, that is to say, the adulterer and the adulteress, and thou shalt take away the evil out of Israel. If a man have espoused a damsel that is a virgin, and someone find her in the city, and lie with her, thou shalt bring them both out to the gate of that city, and they shall be stoned, the damsel because she cried not out, being in the city, the man because he hath humbled his neighbor's wife, and thou shalt take away the evil from the midst of thee. But if a man find a damsel that is betrothed in the field, and taking hold of her lie with her, he alone shall die. The damsel shall suffer nothing, neither is she guilty of death. For as a robber riseth against his brother, and taketh away his life, so also did the damsel suffer. She was alone in the field, she cried, and there was no man to help her. If a man find a damsel that is a virgin, who is not espoused, and taking her, lie with her, and the matter come to judgment, he that lay with her shall give to the father of the maid 50 sickles of silver, and shall have her to wife, because he hath humbled her. He may not put her away all the days of his life. No man shall take his father's wife, nor remove his covering. Chapter 23. Who may and may not enter into the church? Uncleanness to be avoided. Other precepts concerning fugitives, fornication, usury, vows, and eating other men's grapes and corn. An eunuch whose testicles are broken or cut away, or yard cut off, shall not enter into the church of the Lord. A mamzer, that is to say, one born of a prostitute, shall not enter into the church of the Lord until the 10th generation. The Ammonite and the Moabite, even after the 10th generation, shall not enter into the church of the Lord forever, because they would not meet you with bread and water in the way when you came out of Egypt, and because they hired against thee Balaam, the son of Beor, from Mesopotamia in Syria, to curse thee. And the Lord thy God would not hear Balaam, and he turned his cursing into thy blessing, because he loved thee. Thou shalt not make peace with them, neither shalt thou seek their prosperity all the days of thy life, for ever. Thou shalt not abhor the Edomite, because he is thy brother, nor the Egyptian, because thou wast a stranger in his land. They that are born of them in the 3rd generation shall enter into the church of the Lord. When thou goest out to war against thy enemies, thou shalt keep thyself from every evil thing. If there be among you any man that is defiled in a dream by night, he shall go forth out of the camp, and shall not return before he be washed with water in the evening, and after sunset he shall return into the camp. Thou shalt have a place without the camp, to which thou mayest go for the necessities of nature, carrying a paddle at thy girdle. And when thou sittest down, thou shalt dig round about, and with the earth that is dug up, thou shalt cover that which thou art eased of. For the Lord thy God walketh in the midst of thy camp, to deliver thee, and to give up thy enemies to thee. and let thy camp be holy, and let no uncleanness appear therein, lest he go away from thee. Thou shalt not deliver to his master the servant that is fled to thee. He shall dwell with thee in the place that shall please him, and shall rest in one of thy cities. Give him no trouble. There shall be no whore among the daughters of Israel, nor whoremonger among the sons of Israel. Thou shalt not offer the hire of a strumpet, nor the price of a dog, in the house of the Lord thy God, whatsoever it be that thou hast vowed, because both these are an abomination to the Lord thy God. Thou shalt not lend to thy brother money to usury, nor corn, nor any other thing, but to the stranger, to thy brother, thou shalt lend that which he wanteth without usury, that the Lord thy God may bless thee in all thy works in the land which thou shalt go in to possess. When thou hast made a vow to the Lord thy God, thou shalt not delay to pay it, because the Lord thy God will require it. And if thou delay, it shall be imputed to thee for a sin. If thou wilt not promise, thou shalt be without sin. But that which is once gone out of thy lips, thou shalt observe, and shalt do as thou hast promised to the Lord thy God, and hast spoken with thy own will, and with thy own mouth. Going into thy neighbor's vineyard, thou mayest eat as many grapes as thou pleasest, but must carry none out with thee. If thou go into thy friend's corn, thou mayest break the ears, and rub them in thy hand, but not reap them with a sickle. Chapter 24. Divorce permitted to avoid greater evil. The newly married must not go to war. Of men stealers, of leprosy, of pledges, of laborers hire, of justice and of charity to the poor. If a man take a wife and have her, and she find not favor in his eyes for some uncleanness, he shall write a bill of divorce, and shall give it in her hand, and send her out of his house. And when she is departed, and marrieth another husband, and he also hateth her, and hath given her a bill of divorce, and hath sent her out of his house, or is dead, the former husband cannot take her again to wife, because she is defiled, and is become abominable before the Lord, lest thou cause thy land to sin, which the Lord thy God shall give thee to possess. When a man hath lately taken a wife, he shall not go out to war, neither shall any public business be enjoined him, but he shall be free at home without fault, that for 1 year he may rejoice with his wife. Thou shalt not take the nether, nor the upper millstone, to pledge, for he hath pledged his life to thee. If any man be found soliciting his brother of the children of Israel, and selling him shall take a price, he shall be put to death, and thou shalt take away the evil from the midst of thee. Observe diligently that thou incur not the stroke of the leprosy, but thou shalt do whatsoever the priests of the Levitical race shall teach thee, according to what I have commanded them, and fulfill thou it carefully. Remember what the Lord your God did to Mary in the way when you came out of Egypt. When thou shalt demand of thy neighbor anything that he oweth thee, thou shalt not go into his house to take away a pledge, but thou shalt stand without, and he shall bring out to thee what he hath. But if he be poor, the pledge shall not lodge with thee that night, but thou shalt restore it to him presently before the going down of the sun, that he may sleep in his own raiment and bless thee, and thou mayest have justice before the Lord thy God. Thou shalt not refuse the hire of the needy and the poor, whether he be thy brother or a stranger that dwelleth with thee in the land and is within thy gates, but thou shalt pay him the price of his labor the same day before the going down of the sun, because he is poor, and with it maintaineth his life, lest he cry against thee to the Lord, and it be reputed to thee for a sin. The fathers shall not be put to death for the children, nor the children for the fathers, but every one shall die for his own sin. Thou shalt not pervert the judgment of the stranger, nor of the fatherless, neither shalt thou take away the widow's raiment for a pledge. Remember that thou wast a slave in Egypt, and the Lord thy God delivered thee from thence. Therefore I command thee to do this thing. When thou hast reaped the corn in thy field, and hast forgot and left a sheaf, thou shalt not return to take it away, but thou shalt suffer the stranger, and the fatherless, and the widow to take it away, that the Lord thy God may bless thee in the works of thy hands. If thou hast gathered the fruit of thy olive trees, thou shalt not return to gather whatsoever remaineth on the trees, but shalt leave it for the stranger, for the fatherless, and the widow. If thou make the vintage of thy vineyard, thou shalt not gather the clusters that remain, but they shall be for the stranger, the fatherless, and the widow. Remember that thou also wast a bondman in Egypt, and therefore I command thee to do this thing. Chapter 25. Stripes must not exceed 40. The ox is not to be muzzled. Of raising seed to the brother. Of the immodest woman. Of unjust weight. Of destroying the Amalekites. If there be a controversy between men, and they call upon the judges, they shall give the prize of justice to him whom they perceive to be just, and him whom they find to be wicked they shall condemn of wickedness. And if they see that the offender be worthy of stripes, they shall lay him down, and shall cause him to be beaten before them. According to the measure of the sin shall the measure also of the stripes be. Yet so that they exceed not the number of 40, lest thy brother depart shamefully, torn before thy eyes. Thou shalt not muzzle the ox that treadeth out thy corn on the floor. When brethren dwell together, and one of them dieth without children, the wife of the deceased shall not marry to another, but his brother shall take her, and raise up seed for his brother. And the first son he shall have of her, he shall call by his name, that his name be not abolished out of Israel. But if he will not take his brother's wife, who by law belongeth to him, the woman shall go to the gate of the city, and call upon the ancients, and say, My husband's brother refuseth to raise up his brother's name in Israel, and will not take me to wife. And they shall cause him to be sent for forthwith, and shall ask him, If he answer, I will not take her to wife, the woman shall come to him before the ancients, and shall take off his shoe from his foot, and spit in his face, and say, So shall it be done to the man that will not build up his brother's house. And his name shall be called in Israel the house of the unshod. If two men have words together, and one begin to fight against the other, and the other's wife, willing to deliver her husband out of the hand of the stronger, shall put forth her hand, and shall take him by the secrets, thou shalt cut off her hand, neither shalt thou be moved with any pity in her regard. Thou shalt not have divers weights in thy bag, a greater and a less. Neither shall there be in thy house a greater bushel and a less. Thou shalt have a just and a true weight, and thy bushel shall be equal and true, that thou mayest live a long time upon the land which the Lord thy God shall give thee. For the Lord thy God abhorreth him that doth these things, and he hateth all injustice. Remember what Amalek did to thee in the way when thou camest out of Egypt, how he met thee and slew the hindmost of the army, who sat down being weary when thou wast spent with hunger and labor, and he feared not God. Therefore, when the Lord thy God shall give thee rest, and shall have subdued all the nations round about in the land which he hath promised thee, thou shalt blot out his name from under heaven. See thou forget it not. Chapter 26. The form of words with which the first fruits and tithes are to be offered. God's covenant. And when thou art come into the land which the Lord thy God will give thee to possess, and hast conquered it, and dwellest in it, thou shalt take the first of all thy fruits, and put them in a basket, and shalt go to the place which the Lord thy God shall choose, that his name may be invoked there. And thou shalt go to the priest that shall be in those days, and say to him, I profess this day before the Lord thy God that I am come into the land for which he swore to our fathers, that he would give it us. And the priest, taking the basket at thy hand, shall set it before the altar of the Lord thy God, and thou shalt speak thus in the sight of the Lord thy God. The Syrian pursued my father, who went down into Egypt, and sojourned there in a very small number, and grew into a nation great and strong, and of an infinite multitude. And the Egyptians afflicted us, and persecuted us, laying on us most grievous burdens. And we cried to the Lord God of our fathers, who heard us, and looked down upon our affliction, and labor, and distress, and brought us out of Egypt with a strong hand, and a stretched out arm, with great terror, with signs and wonders, and brought us into this place, and gave us this land flowing with milk and honey. And therefore now I offer the first fruits of the land which the Lord hath given me. And thou shalt leave them in the sight of the Lord thy God, adoring the Lord thy God. And thou shalt feast on all the good things which the Lord thy God hath given thee, and thy house, thou and the Levite, and the stranger that is with thee. When thou hast made an end of tithing all thy fruits, in the third year of tithes, thou shalt give it to the Levite, and to the stranger, and to the fatherless, and to the widow, that they may eat within thy gates, and be filled. And thou shalt speak thus in the sight of the Lord thy God, I have taken that which was sanctified out of my house, and I have given it to the Levite, and to the stranger, and to the fatherless, and to the widow, as thou hast commanded me. I have not transgressed thy commandments, nor forgotten thy precepts. I have not eaten of them in my mourning, nor separated them for any uncleanness, nor spent anything of them in funerals. I have obeyed the voice of the Lord my God, and have done all things as thou hast commanded me. Look from thy sanctuary, and thy high habitation of heaven, and bless thy people Israel, and the land which thou hast given us, as thou didst swear to our fathers, a land flowing with milk and honey. This day the Lord thy God hath commanded thee to do these commandments and judgments, and to keep and fulfill them with all thy heart and with all thy soul. Thou hast chosen the Lord this day to be thy God, and to walk in his ways, and keep his ceremonies and precepts and judgments, and obey his command. And the Lord hath chosen thee this day to be his peculiar people, as he hath spoken to thee, and to keep all his commandments, and to make thee higher than all nations which he hath created, to his own praise and name and glory, that thou mayest be a holy people of the Lord thy God, as he hath spoken. End of side 2. Please.